Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As businesses across the country begin the process of slowly reopening and quarantines and stay-at-home orders are ending or being relaxed, there's one group of employees that may end up staying at home and working from home long past these initial reopening activities through the summer, namely white-collar office and technical workers. Many of the largest tech companies in America have already told their employees to continue to work from home at least into the fall, maybe the even rest of the 2020 year, and maybe even forever. Here's a look at just what a few well-known companies have said about continuing working from home for their employees. Some companies have said, working from home, it's just permanent now, that's our new normal if that's what you'd like to do. Companies that fall into this category include Twitter and Square, which, not coincidentally, both have the same CEO, Jack Dorsey. But even companies like Facebook and Shopify, who've both said, well, employees can probably work from home to the end of 2020 and then apply for permanent remote work. In the case of Facebook, and for Shopify, they don't plan on opening their offices at all until 2021, and even after that, they expect most of their employees to work remotely permanently. Other companies that have announced more lengthy work-from-home policies for their employees, mostly well past most of the stay-at-home orders, will be released in the U.S. These include Amazon, where employees can work from home until at least October 2nd. Microsoft, again, their employees can work from home until about October, unless they specifically have needs to come into their office for their job. And Slack, which has announced their offices will be closed at least until September. And some other companies have probably just punted on this to the end of this year and will reconsider at the beginning of 2021. Companies that fall into this category include Google, Box, MasterCard, ClassPass, Salesforce, Zillow, Qualtrics, and plenty more. And many of these companies in this category are also providing more flexibility to employees, not just in working from home, but deciding whether or not they'd like to work in the office, sometimes, most of the time, and I guess eventually maybe even all the time. And they're implementing interesting and largely technology-focused approaches to kind of manage the spacing and the crowdedness in their offices. Salesforce in particular is doing some very interesting things with having employees queue up for a time, a specific time that they can ride the elevator in their high-rise building in their headquarters to avoid elevator overcrowding. As you plan your organization's return to work and decide who should work from home, who should work from the office, whether anybody should work in an office going forward, it's interesting to know and to take a survey of the pulse of the tech community in general. Because don't forget, once the pandemic is over, you'll be back to competing for talent, and for tech talent especially. And it's important to know what the marketplace for tech talent and the companies that employ most tech talent are doing with regards to working from home policies. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.